This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
3653, 877-886-3653, goberkey.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I'm getting a little tired of the gun grabbers out there. I'm getting a little tired of their what they're attempting to do. And so I've decided to do a series of things where I speak with people that have different perspectives than mine, just because I probably need it. So joining me tonight, and he just sent me this book, Good Gun, Bad Guy 2, Destroying the Anti-Gun Narrative, is author Dan Woz. Good evening, sir.
Hey, Bill Frady. So great to talk to you. How are you, pal?
Fresh off of being on there with Sean Hannity, huh?
Well, yeah, that was pretty cool. But, hey, you're hanging out with Ted Nugent, so that's not too bad either.
Well, you know, he is sort of an uncle. Anyway. Anyway, I sent you my premise, and ladies and gentlemen, let me explain what my premise is. My premise is that they've had plenty of time, just like they have over everything else, to have gun control. But like with Columbine, we had an assault weapon ban in place already. And they simply did nothing then. And what they should have done after Columbine, because very shortly after that, after 9/11, we saw how you secure an airport, or you know, How you go about making it a little more secure. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and say, well, it's 100% locked down now, buddies. But we saw that with 9/11. We have never seen this with school shootings. And when Obama was in office, he had the entirety of Congress there. He could have gotten it then, and they never went after that. But that's a different story altogether. But what do you think, Dan? I mean, you're out there. You're hearing things from your neck of the woods. What is everybody saying about school security?
Oh, I think everybody, as far as school security goes, I think everybody is for it. I mean, at least all the people that I'm surrounded with. When we talk about why the antis do what they do, it's interesting because you have to ask yourself the question, what do they get out of doing what they do? And when you ask yourself that question, well, then you start, it's almost like the follow the money scenario. This might not be all about money, though. This might be more about power. And I think that when you ask yourself, what are they getting out of not coming right out and saying, we want to take your guns, we want the people to be subservient to the government, we want to destroy and repeal the Second Amendment, without them actually coming out and say, see, because if they came out and said that, Bill, what do you think the effect would be?
Bill Clinton found out. Bill Clinton found out, didn't he?
Yeah, exactly. And so that's the thing. They would love it, but they can't come out and actually say it. They can't come out and actually do it because they would lose everything. Right now, I think they're scrambling just to try to survive at the moment. But I believe that they are Marxists waiting for their final opportunity to strike.
Right.
And they just haven't got it yet. I don't think that'll, and hopefully, if we have anything, if real Americans have anything to say about it, they never will. That's my theory.
Let me ask you a question. How do they think they would logistically pull it off? Do they think they're just going to pass a law and then we're going to be, well, because, you know, America's gun owners are very law-abiding people. I mean, I saw Swalwell talking to Hannity to Tucker Carlson the other day. And he's like, well, these people are law-abiding Americans. Of course, they'll let us buy back their guns. Is that what they're counting on? Because, the whole confiscation, take it by force thing is You know, I don't know if they're thinking about that too awful close.
No, that wouldn't happen. This is all done in little bite-sized pieces because it's easier to get people to conform to whatever rules and regulations if you violate them a little bit at a time. And gun owners are starting to realize that now. And so that's why we're fighting back so hard on all the little things that they're trying, the bump stock stuff. And whether or not it's good or bad, we're fighting back on it because we know it's another little chunk. It's another little bite-sized piece. And but for them to come out and go door-to-door, that whole scenario, that would never happen. Not in this country. There's too much opposition, and they know it.
They've sort of thrown the cops under the bus and turned the military into sort of a Facebook. A diverse, you can do whatever you want to do and say whatever you want to say. And, wow, you can even just join the military and not do what you took the oath to do.
Yeah.
So I don't know how they would actually think they could possibly do it. Although, you know, when you look across, like I looked on Reddit today, and I think this is on Twitter or Facebook or something, I don't know, but there's a few people up in the Northeast that are sort of salivating over the idea that they would outlaw these things. They've seen Swalwell, and they think because he's talking about it that that's actually going to be a law. And they're sort of just giddy with the idea that, as they refer to it, if some gun-owning rednecks have to be killed in order to get their weapons away from them, okay.
Yeah, well, of course, there are the radicals, and that is a little bit scary to think that there are people who live in our country who are actually American citizens who think that way. But I've put a lot of thought into the way liberals think as opposed to the way conservatives think. And what's really interesting to me is the liberal side, the left, they love their restrictions and regulations and laws, and they're always pushing for laws and all that stuff. And you have to ask yourself why. It's like, because they feel safer. They believe that with more rules, regulations, laws, and restrictions, there could be this utopian society where the government dictates everything. It feels safe. It feels structured. It feels controlled to them. On the other side, you have the conservative-minded people who say, get the hell out of my way. Stay out of my life. I'll do what I want to do as a free person in society. I will take responsibility for my failures, and I will reap my rewards. You can stay out of it. And so you have these two fundamentally different ways of thinking. And the way that they think on the left tends to be more of a lack of responsibility. Put the burdens of society on the government. Take the responsibility off the people. And that works for them, like I said, because it feels safe and it feels structured. So when you have these two types of thought, this is why we have a split right down our country, right down the middle. We have a split in society. Some people gravitate toward the left. Some people gravitate toward the right.
Well, I'm going to tell you the problem in the next segment as I see it, the part that sort of distresses me the most. It doesn't distress me the most because of the left sort of. Left has this capacity for violence. They just don't have the capability of actually doing it. They don't have the know-how or anything that
That's
I think
true.
They would need to have. But the divide is a big issue. We've had divides before. And, in certain instances, we've looked around and seen a moment where we were like, oh, yes, today we're all united. We were all Americans today. And I just don't know if we can ever get back to that point. But you know what? Let me do a little talking, if I may. At goodgunbadguy.net, you can find access to both Good Gun Bad Guy 1 and Good Gun Bad Guy 2. These are books that have been very well received. My friend Larry Pratt has written forwards to them. This is where you can go and take a look and get that information. We'll be right back. My guest is Dan Was. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour, he's got a foreword written, he's got one comment on the back of his book. Good Gun, Bad Guy 2 has a beginning with a wallop. Not having a gun when you really need one led was to think through the personal need for a gun as well as why we have the Second Amendment. That from Larry Pratt, Director Emeritus of Gun Owners of America, joined again by Dan Was. Now, I want to put forward a theory for you regarding school safety, and I want you to tell me I'm wrong. I really want to believe I'm wrong about this. With Columbine, right? We didn't. Nothing changed. Nothing. You know. And I mean, there's a few things they could do. Like the whole single entry way that they control. That would be a bear, but we have that in airports now.
Mm-hmm.
How many millions of people travel in airports?
Right.
And we have that in airports. And that was deemed a necessary step, and everybody moaned and, you know, complained about it, but we live with it now. The idea of controlling everything within this secured area, which should be a school, they do that as well. So we've never done any of this other stuff to secure schools.
Can I jump in for one quick second?
Certainly.
With respect to the airports, you know, schools would be even easier.
Yes.
Kids aren't coming in with luggage.
Yep. And it's you don't have baggage handlers, and you don't have air crews or anything else. You just have the teachers in place. Okay. Your own little self-contained compound, and I think that's what they need to have. And you're right, it would be easier. But here's my question. This is the part I hope I'm wrong about. I think that, you know, the left, if gun control is a smoking hot idea, then it's a good, smoking hot good idea all the time. But they only come out when that emotional edge is leading after something in a school. Las Vegas generated nothing. Pulse Nightclub generated nothing. This latest one in Santa Fe, Texas, is not generating as much because the kid used the kinder, gentler guns. So my theory here, and I want you to tell me I'm wrong about this, is that the reason the left only does this on certain things is because it's really good for their push for power. Because I don't really think, I think they need gun control as a campaign issue. And every time we have one of these school shootings where kids get killed, that's good for them.
Yeah, it is actually good for them, unfortunately. And I can't tell you you're wrong, Bill. I completely agree with what you just said. Because, I'm not laughing at the scenario. I'm laughing because you nailed it. It's so funny because it's so true and so obvious that they, but they don't want you to know that. They're chameleons. You know, they will go with the wind, whatever way the wind is blowing. That's the way they'll go. Whatever group of people they can get or that they need at the time, they will say whatever they need to say to get the votes. And it's sad, but it's true. And they will use. And here's another thing that I don't know everybody thinks about, but, you know, if you look at the policies, the Democratic policies, they have causes, little causes that they support, that they go out and they rally for, and they protest, and they do their thing. They have the, you know, the abortion cause. They have this fake racism that they try to perpetuate in our society because it benefits them. So they go out and they push fake racism. They push fake sexism that doesn't exist, not on any real levels. So they want these causes, and they need these causes, like their whole anti-gun cause. They need that. They need those little things. Their causes are what define them. If we squash their causes, if they were to have to admit that racism really doesn't exist in this country the way they want it to exist, if they had to admit that, they would lose that cause. They would lose that thing that they can be the warriors for, and that would lose vote. So they need to perpetuate these things. Whereas on the other side, conservatives, Republicans in general, have values, traditional American values that we support. We're not protesting against anything. We're just supporting traditional American values, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the family, environment, God, liberty, freedom. And so there's a fundamental difference there, too, where fighting for causes that will get you votes based on a facade or supporting values that the country was built on.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just all about the optic, isn't it? That they get in, they get the press. After, I guess maybe it was with Parkland, after the Parkland shooting, there for a little bit, you know, everybody thought Trump was going to go this way or Congress might do this or something else like that might happen. And the Democrats were really pushing, but then all of a sudden they quit pushing. And the conjecture I heard out there was that the reason they quit pushing was because if they passed it, they would not have it in November.
Well, that's just it. That goes back to the whole notion that without that, they wouldn't have that cause. They would lose that piece of their identity.
Right.
They need it.
Yep.
So I think you nailed it. I think you're right on. But who are we? We're just a couple of guys, you know. We're just a couple of conservative guys, gun owners, right? What do we know? But I think people like us are really in touch with the pulse of this country and what this country is all about. And that's really the important stuff,
right?
Here. You know, how we live in our country, how we defend the freedoms and liberties that our founding fathers, you know, set up for us.
Yep. I sit back and I look at some of the things that they propose. And I mean, I guess the Parkland kids are just going to start their own gun control thing called Parkland. And they'll surface every time there's a, and years from now, we'll see them when they're in their 40s. Remembering when David Hogg was not actually in the building and everything. Real quick, we're coming up on the break. Dan
sure.
Woz's official website is danwos.com. There you can see some awesome, awesome Corvettes. You can also go look at his goodgunbadguy.net, where you can get a couple of books, where this is the kind of, you know, we are observant, and he has been observing, and he's been taking and putting it down on paper. A good read. Check it out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Students and other gun safety activists made a dramatic statement with marches all over the country, and now they're planning their next steps. With many of them heading back home, Parkland High School activist Emma Gonzalez told Face the Nation,
"This is not the end. This was just the beginning."
And Republican Governor John Kasich of Ohio, who was on State of the Union, agrees.
They got to keep it up. If they don't keep it up, those that want no change will just sit on their hands. They will never come out and say anything. They will just try to stall until the steam comes out of the kettle.
One person who doesn't want change to gun laws is Marjorie Stoneman Douglas student Kyle Kashup.
We saw that in Maryland, that a good guy with a gun stopped a bad guy with a gun. The only way to stop an active shooter on campus is to have another person to eliminate him.
Kyle was on CBS's Face the Nation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
On January 29th of last year, I was a stroke victim, but some patients can't even get the proper medication because of stringent insurance practices. Doctor, doesn't seem like America, does it?
No, it does not. And first of all, I'm very sorry that you had that experience. It is not like America. This is not the way it should be. PCSK9 inhibitors, which were released and approved by the FDA in 2015, the summer of 2015, have experienced unprecedented barriers for access by the payers of the insurance companies. They're human monoclonal antibodies made by an immortal cell line. They're not little drugs that are just punched out on an assembly line.
Wow.
But what I can tell you is this, that the PCSK9 inhibitors clearly lower LDL cholesterol effectively. I mean, that has been well documented.
If you think you have a heart problem, what's the best thing to do?
Oh, my God. If you think you have a heart problem, talk to your...
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Joined this hour by author Dan Was of Good Gun Bad Guy. I've got a question for you regarding America today, Dan. Do you think we are in a position to actually get together on this? Do you think the gun grabbers, I mean, there's some of these people that actually believe what they say, and they spout it. I saw Arn Duncan. One of the things that really made me mad today was when I was at the gym, and this is right before I started messaging you saying, come on the show with me today. I saw Arn Duncan, the former Secretary of Education under Obama, talking about 288 school shootings since 2009. Which is now, that's the latest lie they've got out there. Before that, it was 18 school shootings since the beginning of the year when we had Parkland in the middle of February. So they've got this new lie out there right now, and CNN is dutifully just repeating it like they're a bunch of minor birds with a nice high salary and a good dental plan. That half of the nation that believes that they're either listening to or not taking enough time to actually seek the answers for themselves. The ones that really just believe what they hear, but they're not actually as fervent an anti-gunner as, say, Arn Duncan or the Parkland sure. kids or the Brady campaign. Where do you think they fall as far as...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, you were going in that direction already. I can tell. Well, go.
Those are the people that... that are their targets, because they're the people who don't care so much. I call them the non-gun owners. They're just non-gun owners. They don't necessarily take a position. They might lean kind of anti-gun because they don't know any better. They don't own guns, and but they're the targets, because if you can influence them with repetitive propaganda and rhetoric to scare them about guns, you know, make them fearful of guns, and then couple that with building in a hatred toward gun owners because, you know, they want them to believe that gun owners are irresponsible and reckless. Well, those are the prime target for them. So what I think we need is more, a better grip on the media. As much as we, you know, we can make fun of the fake news and the left-wing media, the truth is they've got a lot of outlets. And we need more sensible, logical, truthful media to reach its way to the average person, that no-gunner guy who's out there who doesn't know any different, because he's going to gravitate, he's going to believe whatever he sees on the on TV. Not everybody's like that, but there are some people who just don't critically think this stuff through, and unfortunately, they're very easily swayed.
Yeah. Now, as far as the rest of them, the anti-gunners that are just so fervent about it, now, I mean, you and I both know why they want it. They want it for the gun-free utopia, which is, you know, that's a whole lot of other things, too. That means single payer.
Sure.
That means a living wage for everybody.
That means free college. It means
all kinds of stuff. All kinds of stuff, yeah.
Yeah, the gun part of that conversation is just a reflection of the larger utopian ideology.
And it's also a reflection of the need to get guns out of the way, gun owners out of the way, because we're not going to sit back and just let that happen.
Well, yes, exactly.
So, you know, is there any way for us to ever, I mean, just to learn to live with them? They're never going to change their mind because they're too power hungry, and they're willing to play the long game to get what they want. And so that means, well, I mean, it's like Washington D.C. When Washington D.C. was being challenged in court about their concealed carry issue, the way they issued it and everything else, and it looked like it was going to the Supreme Court. They've been shot down again. Every gun-free area like New York and New Jersey and, you know, Maryland and all these other places that have shall issue called that cat that was in charge of that case for D.C. and said, don't you dare take it to the Supreme Court. And they took it. They took one for the team on that one.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they don't care who they sacrifice. They don't care if it's a bunch of kids. They don't care if it's a, you know, a city, whatever, letting a city fall to concealed carry shall issue. Yeah, that's so horrible. But they don't care about that. They're in it for the long game. And, you know, do we learn to live with people like this? How do we vanquish them once and for all? I mean, what's it going to take, do you think?
Yeah, well, I can't tolerate them because I can't compromise and meet them on any of their values. They have no values. They have no real values. They have, you know, so I can't bring myself to, you know, they say, well, can't we, you know, meet in the middle? Can't we compromise on some of these issues? Can't we? No, I won't compromise with my freedom, with my right, with my liberty, just because some radicals on the left think that that's the way things should be done. No, sorry, I won't compromise. I can't. I can't do that to my kid, my grandkids, my great-grandkids, and future generations on down the line. I won't do it. So, can we live with them? I suppose we'll have to tolerate them. And I think the good news is, let me give some good news here.
Okay.
That since Donald Trump has become president, the narrative is actually changing. When have you ever heard a president call the media fake news? That's really a huge thing because it starts to change the narrative, and we need the narrative to come back around to an honest narrative.
Yep.
And, so I think the good news is things are changing. We need 8 years at least to really start making a mark because Obama, man, he sure did a number on this country with respect to the narrative and the left-wing ideology. So we really do need a long run here where we can start to help people see how bad and how destructive that ideology is, and to see how good and how productive conservative value system and traditional American values are.
Do you think the changes in the judiciary that he's making, and if he were to put somebody, you know, everybody's like, well, he's got to put at least one more on the Supreme Court. Then we got a lot. But these guys don't take anything up.
Well, yeah, I mean, a majority in the Supreme Court of actual, you know, constitutional judges. I mean, obviously, we hate to think it, but it does come. A lot of this stuff does come down to Supreme Court decisions. You know, unfortunately, that's the way how our system works.
Yep.
And it's not always right. It's not always American. But so yeah, I mean, on one hand, I believe that we do need the constitutional Bill of Rights, Supreme Court judges.
I'm thinking if he could put two more on there and they were Clarence Thomas-esque, that would be really good. Because then if Clarence Thomas is chomping at the bit to take up some gun cases. I mean, his buddy Scalia, he wants to, I don't know what he wants to do, but he is definitely a jurist that I like. And he's chomping at the bit to get some of this stuff. But at the same time,
And never underestimate President Trump. I don't know your personal views on President Trump.
I like him.
Yeah. Well, I think anybody who's read The Art of the Deal, you know, gets a really good insight as to how this guy thinks. And, you know, it's easy for them to call him names and ridicule him and say all this negative stuff about him. But the truth is, when you really understand how this guy thinks, he is a strategist. He is no dummy. And we're starting to see it now, which is really great with all the successes that he's had to this point. And what's the date today? Today is May 22nd, 2018, and he hasn't been in office very long, and he's made a lot of great moves.
Let me get you to hold right there.
Go ahead.
Let me get you to hold right there. We'll get back on this when we get back. My guest is Dan Watts. This is Lock and Load.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Take control of your water with the new ProPure Whole House Filtration System. The ProPure Home removes chlorine and up to 220 plus additional contaminants with Pro Max Full Spectrum Filter Technology for truly great tasting, clean, and refreshing water. Order a ProPure Home today and receive a free pre-sediment filter, a $79.95 value. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com for details. Rethink what's in your water.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Joined this hour by Dan Was, Arthur, Corvette builder, musician, author. I said that twice, though, didn't I? Oh, well. Anyway, we were talking about the merits of Donald Trump. I think the thing I like the most about him is that he doesn't care. And he came along at a time when we needed somebody who was going to fight everyone, which is essentially who he has to fight. And he seems to be relishing the role. I mean, I'm enjoying his time. We do need 8 years.
I agree. And he does like it. And he's, because that's the way he's always had to do it. You know, he fought against, city, mayors, and you may have read the story about the, about his fight with Ed Koch, the mayor of New York City. And
right.
And as he was building the woman rink and stuff like that, so he probably has grown to enjoy that sort of resistance. Some people, when you have that resistance, it makes you stronger and it makes you want to push forward if you know you're doing the right thing. And sometimes some people need that resistance. Like, I wonder if our president didn't have the resistance that he has, would he do things the same way? I don't know. I think that resistance is good for him.
I think his entire background led him to this point. I mean, he's the first guy that to hold the office that's never held elected office, that's never been in the military. He has completely reshaped what we think of as a politician. And the more I see him, the more I like the politicians that aren't politicians.
Oh, definitely. And I always thought that, we need a businessman, somebody who understands how to run a large company to run the country. I don't understand how people think that people who have never run large companies or organizations like he has, how that they could ever run a country. I know enough about business to understand that businesses are structured in a way where there's a lot of different components, and you need to negotiate, and you need to make those deals, and you need to know how to work with people and how to strong-arm people when you need to, and you need to know how to be flexible when you have to do that. And politicians don't always work that way. Donald Trump comes in, done it his whole life, watched his father do it, and he knows how to get what he wants. And the good thing is his intentions are good. His intentions are pure, and because he wants the best for the country. You know, it's bad when you get somebody who has the ability to get what they want, and they do it for the wrong reasons.
Right. Yeah, he definitely is one that, and his attitude, where he's getting out there saying, we're going to do this. And, you know, I think he's sort of saying, you know, Congress, you're going to do it. You're going to do it. You may not want to, but you're going to. But, I mean, because that's what the people want. And you're going to do this. And don't give me this nonsense about, you know, we're supposed to be kinder and gentler. And stop telling me to get off of Twitter. So, I mean,
right.
You know, he is, and he's, you know, a lot of people have told me, well, you know, he's sort of like the modern Reagan. But Reagan was anti-gun.
Yeah, and I think that if let's say hypothetically we only get 4 years with President Trump, I think he'll be able to make a huge impact. I don't think that's going to happen. I think we're going to get 8 years because I think people are going to see the great results after 4 years, and it's going to be hard to deny that. But even if we only had, you know, 4 years, I think he's going to make a huge impact.
Well, I think the pollsters now with the generic poll and everything are making it closer because the last time they looked like absolute idiots.
Yes.
And I don't, you know, this blue wave they're talking about, how is there possibly going to be a blue wave when the message is, these taxes that you guys love, we're taking that back.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to have bigger government. We're going to expand, you know, single payer is coming. And, you know, every time I hear about single payer, I just think about Charlie Gard.
You can only lie to the people for so much.
Yep.
Until even the leftist of the left Democrats are going to say, well, wait a minute, I don't want my taxes raised. Yeah, I want to fight for my team over here because I've been programmed and conditioned to do that, but I don't know that I really want my taxes to go up. So I don't know how they're going to win with that kind of policy.
See, that's an interesting way you put that, because I have you ever seen that movie Dune?
No.
And Dean Stockwell is the doctor, and he's been conditioned, and they have broken his conditioning, and now he's turned into a double agent because they broke his conditioning because he was so heavily trained to be a certain way, and they took that away from him. And when
but
you
the
think
real
about
thing.
Yes. Yes, it is. It is a real thing. And this I'm almost certain that if they did win back the House, I'm almost certain that Nancy Pelosi would be the Speaker.
Yeah.
Because they don't know how to break the pattern.
Right.
And she'd go running around there. I'm trying to figure out if she's really, really tiny or if they really gave her a big gavel. Did they give her a big gavel or she's just miniature?
Good question. I don't know. I haven't put much thought into that, but I'll have to go back now and look.
Well, I mean, everybody else I ever see, it just looks like a little hammer in their hands, and she's running around with what looks like a croquet mallet. So
maybe she's like the size of a little kid. Who knows?
I don't know. But, I mean, she's definitely, she thinks like one now. And
well, yeah.
Except with a tinge of dementia. So.
Well, that's true. I was going to say she thinks like she's got dementia, and she's about 200 years old.
Yeah, and part of the 1% that she rails against always. Part of the 1%.
But I don't know how long you can condition people to believe stuff that just really is bad for them. I mean, eventually you have to, you would think, I mean, you have to come to your senses. I mean, I did, and you and I may have talked about this, but I was actually anti-gun for a while in my life, and I was hanging around with that crowd. And I got conditioned to think the way they thought and think that guns are dangerous and guns are bad. But I could only do that for so long. And eventually I had to admit to myself that the way I was thinking, my beliefs were twisted and they were wrong. And unless you're afraid to admit that. You come to your senses and you say, wait a minute, I was wrong. And I have to go back and I have to look at my thought process and I have to really critique myself. If I want to be honest with myself, if I want to sleep at night and be honest with myself, I have to really look at this from a non-biased perspective. And I think what's going to happen, and what's probably happening right now with a lot of Democrats, is that they're looking at the damage that their team has created, and they're saying, "Man, although I've supported this for so long, and like I said before, I have been conditioned to go along with this and fight for this team. It something is wrong with it." And I think people will come to their senses, and a lot of them do, and a lot of them don't.
We can only hope.
We can only hope.
We can only hope. Go to goodgunbadguy.net. Take a look at Dan's books. Give him an order. Give him a read. And you'll see why I go and I have Dan. You'll see why. How was Mr. Hannity? Does he get it? Does he understand what he was asking you about?
Oh yeah, it was great. It was a relatively short segment, but we connected on a couple things really well, and we had a good conversation. And if people want to hear that interview, they can get that on the website, goodgunbadguy.net. But it was good, and you know, what a nice guy, easy to talk to, and his producer was fantastic. She was very helpful, and everyone's been very encouraging. So. I'm a lucky guy, you know. I got friends like you, Bill Frady.
Hey,
and yeah, I'm just a lucky guy. I couldn't ask for anything else.
Well, it helps me out too, being associated with Dan. Was having him on the show always brings me a certain cachet.
Well, so we gotta hang out sometime too. So next time you're up in New York, or next time I'm down south, we gotta have a beer.
Absolutely. Maybe you could play guitar and let me look at a Corvette.
Yeah, sure. I'll drive drive one down for you.
Thank you for joining me this evening.
All right, brother. Talk to you soon.
Later.
Bye.
Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my boss for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, the design for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.